Dean, very sad and ironic that George Wendt passes away May 20th. The final episode of Cheers was May 20th, 1993.
Yeah, kind of cryptic a little bit. But boy, what a sad story. I mean, I'm sure you must have talked to George 100 times, you know, whenever he would come to town. He'd make the rounds of all the radio and TV shows. He was here with us on WGN TV Morning News. I have no idea how many times he was here, but whenever he was in town, he'd saunter by and, you know, talk about whatever was going on and endure our endless questions about Cheers and superfans. And he was just the best guy, a native of my neighborhood where I grew up in Beverly. He was an alum of Notre Dame. He spent 6 years at Second City, where he cut his comedy chops, and then became a household name on Cheers and scored 6 straight Emmy nominations. He went back to his Chicago roots from being a Bostonian on Cheers with the Saturday Night Live Superfan sketch. In fact, his very final public appearance was about a year ago, and he was back in his Bears gear when he and Robert Smigel and his nephew, his sister's son, Jason Sudeikis, from Ted Lasso fame and SNL, did a Superfan sketch for a fundraiser. He will very, very definitely be missed. And, of course, you know, reaction is pouring in from fans everywhere, but his co-stars like Ted Danson on Cheers, saying, "I'm devastated to hear that George is no longer with us. I'm sending all my love to Bernadette and the children. This is going to take me a long time to get used to. I love you, Georgie." John Ratzenberger, who played Cliff Clavin on the show, said, "For 11 years on Cheers, we shared a stage. We shared a lot of laughs and a front row seat to one of television's most beloved friendships. George brought Norm to life with the subtle brilliance, the kind that made it look easy, and that was his gift." Rhea Perlman played Carla on the show, said George Wendt was the sweetest, kindest man I've ever met. It was impossible not to like him. Kelsey Grammer, who played Frasier, said, I do believe that mourning is a private matter, but I like George a lot. He was beloved by millions. And Robert Smigel, who was one of the SNL superfans, a writer on SNL, he has done so much, but most prominently, and with regard to George Wendt, was one of the superfans, said that George Wendt was already an absolute TV legend by the time I met him, but every time we worked together, he was just a sweet, funny guy who was up for anything. He was Chicago, good-humored, humble, smart, but unpretentious. And I loved him. So, I mean, that sums it up. He was Chicago. No question about that.
I love that his name in that Superfans bit was Bob Swirsky.
Swirsky, yeah.
Of course, he heard Chuck Swirsky here.
Yeah,
I did that.
I saw on social media yesterday the real Chuck Swirsky, sent his condolences and said he was proud to be joined forever by George Wendt and that character, the Swirsky brothers. I forget exactly what he said, but the real Chuck Swirsky also made the connection.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many ways that we could remember George, but he loved to make people laugh, and his famous entrances on Cheers have become iconic in television history. Here are just a few of the entrances Norm, George Wendt, made on Cheers.
Good afternoon, everybody.
No!
What can I do for you, Norm?
Well, I am going to need something to kill time before my second beer.
Sure like a beer, Norm?
Like to see something in a size 54, Sudsy.
How does a beer sound, Norm?
I don't know, Coach. I usually finish them before they get a word in.
What can I do for you, Mr. Peterson?
You elope with my wife.
Hey, Mr. Peterson, Jack Frost nipping at your nose?
Yeah. Now let's get Joe Beer nipping at my liver, huh?
Norman?
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Classic. That may be the classic entrance line. I'm wearing a dog eat dog world, and I'm wearing milk bone underwear. He was just so great, you know, with all of the characters that he did. If you go back and look at videos from when he was in Second City, from when he made other television appearances, when he was in plays around Chicago. But bottom line, very much like what Robert Smigel said, he was just a decent, really great, great, great guy. The phrase, I'm going to miss him, is tossed around a little bit too much, but I really am going to miss George Wendt. He was one in a million kind of guy.
Yeah, and we especially miss him right here in Chicago. Yeah. Last time I saw him on TV, January of 2024, he was on the Emmy Awards. Remember they had that Cheers reunion?
Reunion, right, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he embraced a lot of actors, you know, want to forget the characters that made them famous, and they never want to talk about it. He was always happy to talk about Norm and embraced it. And it's one of the great television characters of all time, partially because of the writing, but nobody could have brought that to life the way that George Wendt did.
For sure. Dean, is Kevin Spacey rehabilitated now as far as show business is concerned?
I don't think so, but it's definitely better than it was a year, two, or three ago, that's for sure, where he was a pariah and nobody even wanted to be associated with him. Yesterday at the Cannes Film Festival in south of France, of course, he was honored at a very prestigious event for his body of work, kind of a career achievement award, getting the Better World Fun Award at their annual gala, a lifetime achievement award. The organization said Kevin's extraordinary contributions to the art of cinema left a mark on audiences and filmmakers alike. His talent, depth, and commitment to storytelling exemplify the transformative power of film. It's with great excitement that we celebrate his legacy and his presence at this meaningful gallery. This did not fall short on Kevin Spacey at all, who realized that, you know, still plenty of people do not want to be associated with him because of all the sexual assault allegations, many of which have been dismissed, by the way. But he said, I'm glad to be working. When asked for a response to all of this, he said, I am simply glad to be working. It's nice to be back. So he's treading carefully with all this.
He should. What's new to watch on TV this week?
Well, how about if we start with Natalie Portman and John Krasinski? They have a new movie that will be debuting on Apple TV Plus on Friday called Fountain of Youth. They play brother and sister searching for the legendary fountain. The movie is directed by Guy Ritchie, so you know it's a high-action movie. All of his movies are. We have a new Tyler Perry movie out this week that is called Tyler Perry, She the People, about an African-American lieutenant governor trying to navigate the pitfalls of politics in Mississippi. For a new streaming series this week, there is Sirens. It's about a woman who tries to break her sister free from a cult-like grip of her sister's powerful boss, played by Julianne Moore. Kevin Bacon co-stars in this. It debuts tomorrow on Netflix. Nicole Kidman is back with season two of Nine Perfect Strangers. That is streaming right now on Hulu. With the Indy 500 coming up, they've got a couple of racing options for you this week. There is a new drama called Motorheads, in which an aspiring teen street racer trying to make a name for himself in a new town. You can look for that on Amazon Prime starting tomorrow. A new docu-series also starts tomorrow on Amazon Prime called Earnhardt, the story of the late car racing legend Dale Earnhardt. We have for documentaries this week, P Pee-wee as himself.
Oh, I can't wait to watch that.
I am with you 1,000% on this. I was such a big fan of Paul Reubens. In here, they take a deep dive into the actor, into his relationship with his pop culture creation, Pee-wee Herman. I imagine they dig into some of the allegations that were made against him in his later years and also his comeback. Pee-wee as himself is what it's called. Begins streaming Friday on Max. And Stanley Tucci is back on the food trail. He's got a new series that's out this week called Tucci in Italy, where he goes all over Italy trying to discover culture through food. This time it's on Disney Plus.
And on good old free TV, WGN, you're cooking today. What are you going to be eating?
Yeah, I'm also going on a cultural adventure through food. I was going to do some grilling today, and then the weather turned cold and rainy and all that, so we scrapped that. We'll do that in a week or so. But still, you know, for the holiday weekend, a lot of you are going to be doing outdoor events and barbecues. How about a nice dinner salad? Something to put out on the table. I've got three different salads that I've created. We'll show you how to make them and how simple they are, all coming up at about 9:30 this morning.
No brats or smash burgers?
Sorry.
You're going healthy on us?
I'm going, well, you know, the dressing on these salads are not so healthy, yeah. But yeah. They are definitely better than brats or smash burgers, that's for sure.
Thanks, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.